Understanding the Sphere of Availability, Magical Techniques for Abundance by John Vincent. Acknowledgements. From a maverick esoteric thinker and author of the 1960s, the inspiration for this came from a rare forgotten book called The Art and Practice of Getting Material Things Through Creative Visualization by Orfeel. Orfeel, Edward C. Peach, was an eclectic teacher and thinker with an uncanny ability to make esoteric ideas understandable and available to all. This is a direct quote from his book, The Art and Practice of Getting Material Things Through Creative Visualization. The Sphere of Availability technique from this book was also developed by author Dave Lee in his book, and I myself have expanded upon it further using neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis to take this process to the next level. Preface. It's time to start looking for coincidences, synchronicities, and other examples of manifesting in your life. The more you start tuning your awareness to notice examples of things happening at the same time, unexpected good luck and fortune, actively looking for meaningful coincidences and experiences and things coming to you, the more you will see them. Where you put your attention, you put your attention, is what you spend your time focusing on. The more of your time you spend focusing on the experiences and possessions that are amazing in your life, the more you fill your experience with these thoughts. Now, keeping a journal of the amazing coincidences, experiences, and items that come to you, because I want to hear about them. Write your amazing experiences up and send them to me. Because this works when you do it. And is now the time that you are going to do it? Is it now that you're going to start to take the time to get the things that you want? It's time to make a resolution to get more of the things that you want. Introduction. This technique is best used for getting material things. The Western world seems generally more concerned with things, whereas the East is more interested with experience. The West is about techniques that make change and get results. The East is more about the process for spiritual growth, development, a higher connection to the source. A happy balance of both, I have found, is perfect for modern living. Inside this short introduction to the Sphere of Availability, you will deepen your understanding of how things come to you. And by come to you, we all know that there is that step of doing things, the taking of efficient action to achieve what you desire. This will lay the foundations for you to accelerate your manifesting, to supercharge your results and get success. And when you succeed, and succeed again, and keep a note of it in your gratitude journal, you set yourself on course to succeed more. Listen to this short work again and apply the information to your daily practices, to your attitudes about the world, to your very being, and noticing the successes you achieve. Understanding your sphere of availability. What's inside the sphere? There are things that you have. These are inside your sphere of availability. There are things you don't have and want. Some of these are inside your sphere of availability and some are not. Then there are things that you want that you don't have that are not inside your sphere of availability. Yet. And you want them to be. Understanding this process of the sphere of availability, as well as using the limiting story destroyer and the sphere of availability hypno-meditation, will help you expand your sphere of availability and encompass the things not yet inside of it. This is a subtle but important distinction. Richard Branson has things inside his sphere of availability that I don't. He has, within his sphere, the owning of an island, an airline, and more. Richard Branson has a large sphere of availability. And we are going to enlarge yours with this program. Chunking. When most people first hear about the law of attraction, they tend to think about having a huge house, a fast car, holidaying or living by tropical beaches, not having to work anymore. They daydream about having it all. They may even put up a vision board. But for 99% of people, absolutely nothing happens. Typically, the person is starting from a place of debt and imagining being a multi-millionaire in just a few months' time. Then it doesn't work. Nothing happens. Because these things just aren't in the person's sphere of availability. They are way too out of reach at that time. And therein lies the key. It is possible to expand your sphere of availability so that anything is within reach. Chunking your goal into smaller pieces or things that are within your sphere of availability. Because going from 50,000 in debt to being a multimillionaire is a big step, and it's not going to happen overnight. Sure, there will always be the amazing stories and testimonials of people who went from huge debt to the multimillionaire lifestyle in months. But what you don't hear is how everything in their life was so aligned that just one simple adjustment made a huge shift for them, or the other things going on behind the scenes. Just as you will also hear of a friend who won the lottery. But it's not an effective strategy to pin your hopes on. While it's important to have and set big goals, it's also important to chunk them into smaller steps on the way. There is a friend of mine who wanted to move and live in a very spiritual town. She'd fallen in love with it, but she just couldn't afford to buy there. Buying a house is only one way of living in that location, I reminded her. Renting presents another opportunity to enjoy living there without the expense of buying. When I pointed this out to her, that the option of living there without buying is within her sphere of availability, her face changed. She was so set on buying, she had even been visiting apartments and houses, that it hadn't occurred to her that she could live there and rent. In his book, Orfeel cites the example of a person so poor that they hadn't even a carpet or rug to cover the hard stone floor of their room in Paris. First, the person visualized having a piece of carpet to keep his feet warm. He ended up being a millionaire. The point is, he didn't start with the goal of being a millionaire. He started with something within his sphere of availability. Wallace Wattles, in his best-selling book, The Science of Getting Rich, talks about a man, and I have my suspicions that he's talking about himself and his own successes using these techniques. A man who had a modest house and visualized an anthracite stove to keep him warm. The focus of his attention and visualization was achieved, and again he expanded on it. In the end, he was adding new wings to his house and expanding it in many ways. Again, here, small steps are taken first. A wonderful friend of mine, a New Thought scholar, has, in the past, spoken to me about the setting of goals. He talks of goals that are ones that you can achieve, i.e., they're inside your sphere of availability. So you get results. You see things working. You get the experience of your manifesting working for you. I like setting 60-day goals. Goals that will be achieved within 60 days. And each 30 days, once a month, to refresh the goals. And the 60-day goal is now halfway complete. Well, you set new 60-day goals. Small goals. easily attainable goals, all adding to and working towards you achieving your average perfect day. In the Treasure Charts Blueprint, I share with you a fantastic neuro-linguistic programming technique for strategically planning these smaller wins that improve your manifesting abilities and keep you on track. Manifesting is subtle stuff. Rather than looking forward to all the things you want, take a moment to look back at the things that have happened for you that are truly wonderful. Looking forward, visualizing what you do want, is of course the focus of this work. And looking back at your previous successes, manifesting what you want is a powerful way to increase your manifesting abilities. In fact, remembering in vivid details and feeling the feelings of being in a luckier state is the basis of a luck-boosting exercise that Paul McKenna has shown me a number of times. I know someone who is an embellisher of stories. The details are misremembered, sometimes massively. I've heard him tell the story after the event happened, and it is larger than life, a version much bigger than what really happened. Then, each subsequent time the story is retold, it gets embellished more and more. Details that don't add to the story are left out, and coincidences and chance events are magnified. The telling of these tales is something that inspires others, generates states of wonder in people listening, and boosts his own belief in his manifesting abilities. Manifesting a golden egg into reality is something that only Sai Baba can do, or any other sleight-of-hand magician. Thinking of something and it just dropping in your lap isn't how manifesting works. It's way more subtle than that. So subtle that most people miss it. In examples of pure manifesting, the skeptical people dismiss the magic as just coincidence, missing the whole point that it is coincidence. Synchronicity, luck, manifesting, call it what you want. It's time to start looking for coincidences, synchronicities, and examples of manifesting in your life. The more you start tuning your awareness to notice examples of things happening at the same time, unexpected good luck and good fortune, actively looking for meaningful coincidences and experiences, the more you will see them and the more you will experience them. Where you put your attention, you put your attention. It's what you spend your time focusing on and noticing that you get more of. The more of your time you spend focusing on the experience and possessions that are amazing and are happening for you, the more you are living there. It's about opportunity. Keeping your eyes open to opportunities around you and taking them. Professor Richard Wiseman conducted a 10-year-long study into luck and concluded that becoming luckier is something that you can learn. This is a university professor and skeptic saying this. An academic professor in the UK concluding from his research that becoming luckier is something that you can learn. But more importantly, there are four principles Professor Wiseman identified. These are another usable model and one that is scientifically based. Keeping your eyes open for opportunity is principle number one. Trusting your intuition is principle number two. Using the power of expectation, it's already done, is principle number three, and making good luck out of misfortune is principle number four. There is overwhelming evidence to show that some people are good at manifesting. I'm sure you know people like that. There is enough scientific, psychological, and spiritual understanding of luck, manifesting, synchronicity, whatever you want to call it, to show that, number one, it exists. Number two, people go from not being able to do it to being able to do it, i.e., it is learnable. You can become luckier now. The first step is to take stock of what's inside your sphere of availability, the things you have, the things you have access to but don't yet have. The second step is to start expanding your sphere of availability to include the things you desire that aren't in your sphere of availability, and then start manifesting them into reality. In the example of the man who wants a rug, the rug is already within his sphere of availability. A sports car is not. You must pick something that is within your sphere of availability and go after that first. And that thing can be the first thing towards a bigger, multimillionaire lifestyle, if that's what you desire. You are going to use your treasure charts and the visualization techniques with images of things that are within your sphere of availability to lead to the things that are not yet within it. They will take you to the things that are not inside your sphere of availability and expand your sphere to encompass them. Reading The Ultimate Guide to Treasure Charts and implementing it as your secret weapon to expanding your sphere of availability, and you can start noticing more and more success. These techniques are fun. Think about that. They are fun. There's no question. They just are fun. But that's only if you can see it from that point of view. If you can see down that reality tunnel that is, these techniques are fun, with the emphasis on fun. Because you do more of the things that are fun, and you get more of the things that you do and focus on. You succeed more and more often, living the life of your dreams, your average perfect day. Now.